Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan No.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's nuclear energy operator said Monday a Russian missile strike near the Pivdonokryansk nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine's nuclear region. Speaking to VOA's Flashpoint program, reporter Anna Chernikova, reporting from Odessa, described the situation.
Today, it was a really bad shelling of the Mykolaiv region, and in particular, the main target was the southern Ukrainian nuclear power plant, which is the second biggest in Ukraine. What we know for the moment, that Russian forces attacked the plant, and the missile hit the area within 300 meters from the nuclear reactors, and this is extremely dangerous. Currently, we know that all three power units of the plant are operating normally. There are no casualties among the station staff. President Zelensky also commented on this immediately. He mentioned that this attack is basically something that proves once again that Russian forces and Russian Federation as a country responsible for this should be brought to justice.
Meanwhile, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, is reporting Moscow-backed separatist authorities in Ukraine's eastern Luhansk region have sentenced an employee of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe to 13 years in prison. The Luhansk Information Center, controlled by the separatists, said Monday the de facto Supreme Court of the so-called Luhansk People's Republic sentenced Dmitry Shabanov after finding him guilty of high treason and working for the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. The OSCE in July said the charges against Shabanov were unfounded and completely fabricated. This is VOA News. A state funeral was held Monday at London Westminster Abbey for Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, a somber ceremony filled with pageantry and steeped in tradition and ritual. Presidents, prime ministers, royals, and other dignitaries gathered Monday to say a final goodbye to Britain's longest-serving monarch. They included U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden. Queen Elizabeth reigned for 70 years and died in Scotland September 8th. Elizabeth's death at the age of 96 comes after months after Britain celebrated her Platinum Jubilee. Ahead of Monday's hour-long service, a gun carriage of the Royal Navy transported Elizabeth's coffin the short distance from Westminster Hall, where she'd been lying in state since last week and where thousands had paid their respects after standing in hours in lines that stretched for several kilometers. On Monday, people lined the streets outside the Abbey to witness the historic occasion. The 2 minutes of silence followed the funeral. Later, King Charles III and other members of the British royal family accompanied Elizabeth's coffin to Wellington Arch, Elizabeth's last stop before her burial at Windsor Castle. Officials in the U.S. and Afghanistan's ruling Taliban Monday confirmed the two nations had swapped prisoners with each other, bringing an American held hostage for 2 years home in exchange for a Taliban drug lord. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
President Joe Biden says Mark Frerichs, released today, was the culmination of years of tireless work and negotiations that required difficult decisions. The Taliban took the American contractor hostage in January 2020. Meanwhile, in Kabul, Taliban drug lord Bashir Nourzai was welcomed home after 17 and a half years in U.S. custody. While Biden didn't confirm that, he did say the U.S. will not stop until all American hostages or those detained unlawfully, mentioning Russia, are reunited with their families. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. military says an aircraft carrier strike group from the U.S. will visit South Korea this week, in a significant show of strength amid concerns North Korea will soon conduct a nuclear test. In a statement, the U.S. Naval Forces of Korea said the USS Ronald Reagan carrier strike group will visit the South Korean port city of Busan in the coming days. The statement said the strike group personnel will visit and engage with their South Korean Navy partners and conduct a cultural exchange with the South Korean people. The nuclear-powered carrier, which holds more than 80 aircraft, will also conduct drills off the coast with South Korea's Navy. If confirmed, it would be the first time a U.S. aircraft carrier group has conducted such drills near South Korea since 2017, during the height of tensions between former U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukraine's nuclear energy operator said Monday a Russian missile strike struck near a nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine.